Tensions with North Korea are flaring up as the country continues to test more missiles. Experts say it's a sign that tough sanctions on the regime are starting to bite. A massive international surveillance effort is underway to track North Korea's sanctions evasions at sea, with Australian ships and aircraft playing a key role. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Yokosuka Naval Base south of Tokyo.
On a grey, rainy day, HMAS Melbourne is sailing into the headquarters of Japan's Maritime Self-Defence Force, greeted by top brass.
Nice to meet you too.
Commander Marcus Butler and his 200-odd crew have spent the last few weeks on the high seas off North Korea as part of a global effort to enforce UN sanctions.
That means we have been observing and reporting on illicit ship-to-ship transfers.
They're hunting ships illegally transferring products like oil and coal with the North Korean regime. The North's attempts to evade sanctions are growing rapidly, according to a UN report from March. So rapidly, they could render the sanctions ineffective, and that's why ships like HMAS Melbourne are out there watching.
Australia is committed to imposing these sanctions as part of an international body of like-minded countries in order to put economic and diplomatic pressure on North Korea to denuclearise.
Commander Butler wouldn't go into detail about what they'd found on this operation. It's strictly a monitoring effort. There's no physical interception, just reporting to the United Nations and gathering useful intelligence about North Korea's activities. Michael Bosak used to work with the US military based in Japan and now advises the Yokosuka Council on Asia-Pacific Studies. He says even though it's surveillance only, it's valuable.
We can monitor the impact that they're having on the level of activity that they're having to do to work around those sanctions. So that's important. The second is to show that North Korea is still violating these internationally accepted sanctions regimes, to show the bad behavior that the Kim Jong-un regime is engaged in.
Ever since talks stalled between the US and North Korea, Pyongyang has been trying to ratchet up pressure with more missile and weapons tests. A ship seized by the US last week, accused of illegal coal shipments, has just arrived in American Samoa for inspection by US Department of Justice officials, and the North isn't happy. The country's foreign ministry says UN Security Council resolutions against it are a violation of its sovereignty. This is Jake Sturmer at Yokosuka Naval Base, reporting for AM.